And first, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I know Hart is going to be coming to Toronto, actually, as we speak in the next couple of weeks. But we had to do this now because I don't know how busy you're going to be, especially since now you guys are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that.
Well, yeah. Well, thanks very much. It should be an interesting evening, you know.
It's going to be crazy, but I got to ask you straight off the bat before we start talking about your, you know, the history and, you know, everything about the band. Where were you guys when you found out, when you heard that this was going to happen?
Well, let's see. I think I was here in Seattle. Yeah, I think I was home here. I can't be sure about that. I might have been on the road. We might have been on the road just recently.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great. We were together, and we... Nancy and I were together, and we just went like, well, yeah, you know.
I mean, I know, you know, every band hopes for success, but, I mean, did you ever think that you would be part of the you have to use the term immortals, because once you're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, that is what it really is all about. I mean, it's, to me, you know, probably the highest honor that you can receive from your peers, because they are saying that, yes, you are considered one of the greatest of all time.
Jeez, well, that's kind of like your hieroglyph is being scritched on the wall of the cave for forever. But there are no words. I just don't know what I'm going to end up saying that night. You know, that'll be good enough for the occasion. But I'm just going to try and be sincere, and what comes will come, you know. It's such an honor, and I know it'll sink in. It hasn't really sunk in yet.
No, it's trying to sink in with all of us. I can tell you this. When we heard that you were in, when Hart was in, and, of course, when Rush getting in also, I mean, trust me, there were a lot of cheers going on. I mean, talk about representing. I don't even know if this is really...
Oh, yeah.
Has this ever happened before? We got the red and white in like this?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that Rush getting into the Rock Hall of Fame is one of the biggest moments of rock justice there's ever been. I mean, those guys should have been there a long time ago. I mean, they just are so amazing, so brilliant, so sincere. They're just themselves. They're funny. Well, you know all the things they are. And they should be there, and now they're going to be there. It's incredibly cool.
Like I said, we're just thrilled, of course, that you guys have gotten into... To us, I mean, it's family. It's all about family. So that's what we're happy about. But let's talk about how, you know, this whole thing started. I mean, we're talking like what here, 40 years ago?
Yeah, well, our first record came out in 75, I guess, or 76, I think. So
wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How is it that, you know, 40 years ago and y'all haven't even reached 30 yet? I mean, I don't understand. How does that work?
Well, you're focused and you just go out there and slam, you know?
You guys definitely did. I think the thing that is probably most important, I know you guys have talked about this many a time too, about, you know, women in rock and roll, especially back in those days, performing the type of music you guys did with, you know, rock, metal. I mean, you guys really blew the roof off of so many clubs and stadiums and stuff, but it really wasn't easy for women to be in rock and roll back in those days.
Yeah, I think it was confusing to a lot of people at first because, you know, rock has always been such a, you know, the domain of boys. And so how could girls be in it and still remain sexy? Well, that was the job of women to create an alternate universe where that could happen, you know?
And you guys absolutely definitely did it. And with all the hits that you guys have done, what was your favorite? I mean, Barracuda, straight up, that's my jam. That is definitely
yeah.
it. But
yeah.
for you guys, what would you say was your favorite and why? And when I say why, it doesn't even have to be, you know, just because of the way it sounded, but if that song helped bring something to the band. I mean, I know all songs do, but if one in particular did.
Well, my favorite song from long, long ago would be Crazy on You. I just think it's a powerful song. It spoke to the times. It had angst in it. It tested me as a singer. I thought the words were good, and I thought Nancy played a hell of a guitar on it. I thought it sounded original for us.
Definitely. What is it like when you have fans that come up to you and say, hey, you know what, I remember playing this particular song at this my junior high school or high school, or, you know, this song has brought back memories for when I was young, or, you know, I have my kids playing your records, and we're talking vinyl before we start getting the CD and MP3s. I mean, what is that like for you guys?
Well, it's great, you know. I mean, we're just always really grateful to people for letting us know, because sometimes we're in a bubble and we don't know, you know, we don't know how we're affecting people because we're out there doing it. So it's just great when they let us know, because people are so great and they are so sincere. And sometimes it's scary for them to come up and say and face us, you know, and go, wow, you know, you really helped me through this really hard time. I had cancer, or I lost somebody in a car wreck, you know, but it's really, really meaningful.
But you guys have never stopped. I mean, I think the last time I had a chance to talk to you guys, and was over the phone, you guys had released a DVD, and I think that could have been, what, 2 years ago? Am I correct?
Was that Red Velvet Car?
I think so. I've been trying to rack my brain on that one.
The DVD, the Night at Sky Church.
That's it. Yeah. That's the one. Thank you so much. I mean, you guys haven't stopped. I mean, you guys are still recording music. You're still releasing DVDs. What has kept you guys going all this time?
Well, I don't know. Vitamin C and B12. we just love. I mean, maybe it's hard to understand, but when you're an artist and a rocker, that alone is the fire in your belly, and you just don't stop. When you try to stop, there's something missing. There's something seriously missing. I know that when I'm on stage, I really connect with people in a way that's better than I'm able to talk to people in the other parts of my life. When I'm on stage, I feel I can really reach people in a much better way. And you know, really feel light up there. Really feel a lot of deep sensation of satisfaction.
Other thing I did not know, and this was completely new for me, I did not know that you guys were writing music, also doing stuff like soundtracks and stuff.
Yeah, especially Nancy. She's written a few music scores.
No clue. What made her, do you think, you know, travel over that way? I mean, I know when it comes to musicians, you guys are always challenging yourselves. Was it something like that for her?
Well, she's the being the more instrumental one. And she at the time was married to Cameron Crowe, who's a movie maker. And he asked her to score a movie called Singles, and then Jerry Maguire and Almost Famous. So she got to actually work on those movies, which is really awesome.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely amazing. But the other amazing thing is, just last year when we talked about new music, you guys released a brand new album. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Oh, yeah, we did. We released an album called Fanatic. That, you know, it's been out, oh God, it's been out 6 months, I guess, now. And it's probably our biggest, most rock album to date. I mean, even the albums we put out that had Barracuda and Crazy on You on them only had a couple of rockers on them each. This album, Fanatic, is mostly rock, and there are only a couple of ballads. So it was really, it was a big old freight train that came through our lives there.
Oh, man. You know what? See, this is the thing I love about you guys is because, like I said, there is no end to the tunnel. You guys keep coming up, and there's more and more and more. I mean, do you ever see the end of the tunnel? Can you see that?
I cannot. I have to be honest with you. I cannot see the end of my career. I can't see the time when I go, okay, you know, that's it. See you guys later. I'm going to Boot Hill. I just, so far, I don't feel that. So,
and we're very, very happy about that, and we want to keep it that way. It's funny. Before I was coming to do the interview, I was stopped in a hallway by a friend of mine, and he was asking me, "Hey, you know, what's going on?" Blah blah blah. And I said, "Yeah, I'm sticking around here late to interview one of the members of Heart." He goes, "Really? Oh wow! I saw something that they did with Led Zeppelin. I wasn't sure if it was last year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." I said, "Really? Okay, I got to ask them about this. What was going on? Because something to do with you guys singing Stairway to Heaven."
Yeah.
What was the event exactly? What was it?
That was the Kennedy Center Honors show where they were honoring Led Zeppelin and other people, Dustin Hoffman and a few other people, David Letterman, and they had a, you know, Led Zeppelin tribute section of the show where a few different artists did Zeppelin songs, and then it all culminated with us doing Stairway to Heaven with a great big gospel choir. And it was one of those moments that just lit up, you know. It could have gone a lot of ways, but it really worked that night. So it was great.
He said he couldn't remember exactly what it was, but he did say it was probably one of the greatest performances that he had ever seen. And I've got to look this up. I got to check it out on YouTube. I haven't had a chance yet, but I'm hoping that it's somewhere there because I cannot wait to see this. But, I mean, with all the honors coming in, you also got the Hollywood Walk of Fame, too. That must have been thrilling also.
Yeah. That was, and, you know, Hollywood is always handing out awards, but we don't usually get them. So it was quite a day. We had fun.
Is it, you know, and I keep going back to this, is it weird now because you're looking at all these accolades? I mean, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming in, and you had the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and, you know, you're releasing these, even though you're releasing new music, I mean, old issues are still being re-released. Fans are still coming up to you saying, "I love the new stuff, but of course, you know, I'm always going to remember the old stuff that always gave memories to my life." I mean, when you step back,
right.
I mean, what do you say about all that? I mean, knowing that you guys have made not just a difference in music, but a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, that's the real point of it all, is the thing, the music that's really making such a big, that's such a big part of our lives is actually, it goes beyond us. It's much far beyond us. I can't see doing anything else, really. I mean, having a different career or anything, it's so much more than a career, really. I don't know what to say. I'm just glad that we were influencing people maybe in a positive, supportive way. You know, like we wouldn't want to be that other kind of bad example, rockers.
Yeah, no, I can't see that happening. And, of course, as we speak, you guys are going to be here during Canadian Music Week. I do believe you guys are performing at Massey Hall?
I think so.
Massey Hall. What kind of show is it going to be like? I mean, especially now because the band is on such a high right now. What kind of show is it going to be like?
Well, it's going to be a Heart show. You know, it's going to be it'll be lots of rock. It'll be tender moments. It'll just be, it'll be the great band. It'll be this band that we have going and have had for quite a while that we have to remind ourselves to face outward because we jam so much and we do so many hootenannies and stuff that we tend to form a circle and look at each other and play like around a campfire. So, you know, you're going to see a show that's people that are so close and speak the same musical language with each other. But we're gonna come out and connect.
Well, you guys have connected in so many ways. Like I said, to me, it's always going to be about, you know, the high school, I should say junior high school, and just the dancing and everything else and just rocking it out. And man, you guys have done it. You guys have absolutely done it for all of us. I am so thrilled and happy that you guys are getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Much deserved. I know for Torontonians, we're thrilled that you guys are going to be performing here before the big induction. As we're wrapping this up, I mean, how would you want fans 100 years from now, when they're still listening to your music, how do you want the band to always be remembered? How do you want you and your sister to be remembered, your music?
Well, 100 years from now, they'll still be listening to it?
I think so.
That'll be like, well, 100 years ago, we used to play these things with strings on them, you know? And then we'd sit around and discuss it. Well, I would like to be remembered as a couple of women who were able to, you know, create a parallel universe in rock and roll where women could go in and bring the woman's voice and soul and bring everybody along. Nobody's excluded, you know. Everyone gets to come into the poetry. Everyone gets to rock together. I guess that would be the main thing.
Any idea, though, who's going to be inducting you guys?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
You're not allowed to say?
I know, but I don't think I'm supposed to say anything about it.
Oh, you can tell me. Okay, it's just between you and me. Yeah. Promise.
Well, it's going to be Chris Cornell.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's going to be crazy. And just curious, have you gotten the speech ready yet, or are you still writing and rewriting and rewriting and rewriting?
Well, I don't want to write it too much. I mean, they said, you know, the important thing is to get up there and be extemporaneous and you know, really speak from your heart. But I don't want to get up there and flounder around. So, you know, I'll bring some notes, but I'm definitely not going to get up there and read a speech. I don't know if you... What?
I was just going to jump in and say, you know what? You don't have to worry about just reading a speech. I mean, let's face it, you guys have written such great music over the years. Whatever you say is going to be poetry, and it's going to connect with everybody.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's the truth. It's the truth. Please say hello and congratulations to your sister for me. I'm going to, of course, be dealing with Canadian Music Week, I will be in the audience for your show. There is nothing that's going to drag me away from that. And I am so looking forward to seeing pictures and hearing everything about the induction. Again, congratulations. Much, much deserved.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Take care, and let's try to catch up soon, okay, for the next album. Hopefully coming when? 13,
2013, 14? Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. We got to figure this out because, you know, there's, we got some stuff on the back burner.
Fantastic. Thank you again, and take care, and congrats.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.